Chapter 3. The next morning, when Mary Ann Daly still hadn't turned up, Mr. Robert Lee Garner organized an all-out search for her. Mr. Garner owned the Holly Berry Cattle Ranch and had, by far, more head of cattle than anyone in Alvin. For at least 5 miles, his farm stretched east from Tucker Mountain Road, following along the curve of the Anacawa River. On Mr. and Mrs. Daly's behalf, he spent the last night's evening making phone calls, requesting that folks help out in searching for their daughter. Everyone was to meet in front of the library on Main Street at 8 o'clock sharp, first thing in the morning. Just as she was fixing to head out, my mother asked me and Carrie if we wanted to come along and join in the hunt. Carrie, who had been sound asleep before my mother woke her, declined.
"I can't believe you'd even imagine in your wildest dreams that I'd get out of bed on a Saturday before 11, especially not to go traipsing through some old mud and creek beds."
The conversation stayed barely this side of civil before my mother finally just let Carrie turn over and go back to sleep. I thought it all sounded like an adventure, and so I was more than eager to come along. On my mother's advice, I pulled on my galoshes and put on my rain jacket. The day outside looked as though it had the ability to turn sour on the drop of a pin. Just before we left, I remembered Dewey.
"Can we bring him along with us?"
"If he wants to come, sure."
"Course he wants to come."
I quickly phoned over and told him to get ready, mentioning the galoshes. We picked him up in the car on the way. He was waiting outside his house wearing a puffy olive drab raincoat, looking ridiculous in black rubber boots at least 4 sizes.